Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Today's message is part one of The Fall of Babylon and the Marriage Supper. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The book of Revelation contains the last recorded words and actions of Jesus Christ on planet Earth. That enough should be the reason why you want to know what the book of Revelation says to us. It reveals the final account of what humanity will experience during the end of time. He revealed this information to the Apostle John by a vision. Jesus gave the Apostle John a vision. He had given the information to an angel to explain to John what is going to happen in the end times. Folks, we are living in the end times. Revelation focuses on the second coming of Jesus Christ, the judgment of those who reject him, the disasters of the tribulation period, the establishment in full of the Antichrist kingdom, and that's where we are right now. We're talking about that. In Revelation chapter 16, it talks about the climax of God's judgments upon the world, including the fall of Babylon. In chapter 17 and 18, it introduces us to Babylon, which typifies the last great world system before the return of Jesus Christ. In chapter 17, the emphasis is on the religious aspect of that system. And while in chapter 18, we're going to see the commercial aspect. Now, it's interesting for us to know that by this time, the Antichrist has established a new world order, a one-world government, a one-world religion, and a one-world monetary system. But God will inspire the kings of the Antichrist to overthrow religious Babylon. And God himself will then destroy the commercial Babylon. And I want to begin this morning by reading the judgment upon religious Babylon and its destruction. So in Revelation chapter 17, you can turn there if you like. I'm going to be jumping around back and forth, but that's my reference, Revelation chapter 17. The Apostle John said in verse 1, "Then one of the seven angels who had the seven vials came and talked with me, saying to me, 'Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication.'" Now, the Bible uses, or I should say, the Bible use of the word fornication in the Old Testament generally means spiritual unfaithfulness and betrayal of one's covenant with God. Now, this relationship we're talking about is between God and humanity. Verse 3 continues, it says, "So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy," evil names against God, "having seven heads and 10 horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication." Verse 5 says, "And on her forehead a name was written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement." Verse 7 says, "But the angel said to me, 'Why do you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast she carries, which has the seven heads and 10 horns.'" Now, there are several symbols involved in this description that I've just read to you. but the angel explains them to us. For example, the woman. Verse 18 makes it clear that she is a city. And in John's day, she was reigning over the kings of the earth. Now, when Revelation was written, Rome was reigning over the kings of the earth. And the seven heads in verse 3 are identified as seven mountains. Verse 9 actually goes on. It's interesting for us to realize that Rome is situated on seven hills. So this woman is really talking about Rome. The next thing the angel tells us is about the beast. This is the same beast that we met in chapter 13, the Antichrist. And the beast is scarlet colored, linking him with the dragon, which is Satan. The next thing the angel tells us about is the 10 horns in verse 12. It explains that these are 10 kings. They are the Federation of Europe, headed by the beast, of course, who is the Antichrist. Now, the harlot represents the apostate world church of the Antichrist kingdom. It will be located in Rome. The world church, the harlot, will be involved in the political and the economic affairs of the world. It will help the Antichrist to become very great and powerful in the world. The apostate world church will ride into power on the back of the beast, the scripture shows us. Actually, it will be helped by the Antichrist and with the help of Satan and the United States of Europe. And that's how it will come in to be in the world. And the Bible lets us know that after the rapture of the church, all peoples and nations will worship the false religion of the apostate church. And those who refuse will be killed. On her forehead, a name was written, Mystery Babylon, the Great, the Mother of Harlots, and of the Abominations of the Earth. Now, in the spirit realm, the false church is likened to Babylon in the Old Testament because of its similarities and its judgment. For example, Babylon persecuted and destroyed the kingdom of Judah, God's people, took them into captivity, and on and on and on. The apostate church will do the same, will persecute and kill God's people. The two main features of Babylon were idolatry and the occult. And these will be the main features of the apostate church as well. Babylon was the principal city of idolatry and the occult in the entire ancient world. Well, God calls this apostate church spiritual Babylon because it also will influence the entire world during the tribulation. Now, I want you to listen to the Old Testament prophetic judgment spoken against ancient Babylon because, once again, this was going to mirror something similar that is going to happen to this apostate church during the time of the Antichrist. In Isaiah 47 and 12, here, God is saying, stand now with your enchantments and the multitude of your sorceries. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, and the monthly seers stand up and save you. In verse 14, it says, behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. No one shall save you. This is what God said about ancient Babylon. During the middle of the tribulation, the beast and his federation will destroy the apostate church. In fact, in Revelation chapter 17 and 6, it talks about this. It says, and the 10 horns which you saw on the beast, these will hate the harlot. They will make her desolate and naked. They shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. Verse 17. But God has put it into their hearts to fulfill his purpose, to be of one mind, and to give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. It goes on to say, and the woman whom you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. And that city is the location of Rome, and it is called Babylon. The Antichrist, after 3.5 years of working with this apostate church, will say, I want to have all of the power and all of the worship for myself. So the Federation of Nations of Europe will turn against the apostate world church, and they'll destroy her. We are moving now into chapter 18. Chapter 18. An angel announces the fall of Babylon, the political and commercial center of the Antichrist. God is bringing an end to the Antichrist kingdom. That's what we're seeing at this time in Revelation. Revelation chapter 18, starting with verse 1, I saw another angel come down from heaven with great authority, and the earth grew bright with its splendor. And he gave a mighty shout, Babylon is fallen. The great city is fallen. She has become a home for demons. She is a hideout for every foul spirit, a hideout for every foul vulture and every foul and dreadful animal. This refers to the spirit realm. For all the nations have fallen because of the wine of her passionate immorality. The kings of the world have committed adultery with her because of her desires for extravagant luxury. The merchants of the world have grown rich. Now, this angel is announcing the fall of commercial Babylon, an event that has already been announced in Revelation in chapter 14 and then again in chapter 16. The repetition of the angel saying is falling suggests the dual judgments of the religious system and now commercial Babylon.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a quick look at the messages coming your way on the radio ministry this week and in this Sunday service.
Jesus warns us that many will be deceived regarding their relationship with Him, and it will be because of their disobedience to God's word. Jesus stated, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. For many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and have done many wonders in your name? Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. The Bible clearly tells us that we will all stand before the judgment seat of Jesus Christ. He will return. Join us this weekend for more messages describing the prophetic season in which we live. Your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
We will be airing these informative messages on the Book of Revelation over the next few weeks. Be sure and join us daily right here on KDKR. And we encourage you to be with us at the church for our uplifting live service every Sunday morning at 10. The church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. If you would like more information about our ministry, be sure and check out the website at aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now, Babylon has become at this time the seat of Satan. It is the government commercial headquarters of the world. The great city is the center of the world's economic system. And it has become a habitation, as the scripture says, of demons, of Satan's army. Babylon has become Satan's throne on earth. The Bible says the devil is the god of this world. Well, actually, during this time, during the tribulation, that will be his throne. That is where he will have his army. But this made them rich. Let me read verse 3 first. It indicates that Babylon influenced the nations of the earth the way wine influences drunkards. This is verse 3. I'm explaining it to you. But this city made them rich, which was all that really mattered to them. The people knew what they were doing. They knew they were worshiping Satan. They knew they were worshiping a man, the Antichrist. But But they were getting so much out of it, it didn't matter. They were getting rich. They were getting wealthy because of this commercial system of the Antichrist. Now, the Bible tells us that God warns his people in the city to get out because judgment is about to fall. So we see that there are people who became born again who are actually working in this particular city. It says in verse 4, I heard another voice calling from heaven, come away from her, my people. Do not take part in her sins, or you will be punished with her. The angel announces Babylon will be destroyed in one day. Now think of this. We know that the tribulation is a short 7 years. But now we are moving forward where Satan has established this one world government led by the Antichrist. And the Bible tells us that what he has established, especially in the area of the commercial sector, the system that makes everything work on the face of the earth during the tribulation, will be destroyed in one day. God will destroy all of that and go in one day. Verse 8, it says, these plagues will overtake her in a single day, death and mourning and famine. She will be completely consumed by fire, for the Lord God who judges her is a mighty God. Can we stop and give the Lord God, Almighty God, a hand of praise? This is so wonderful because God now is bringing judgment on the unrighteous. I mean, we live in a world right now where people don't want to bring judgment against wrongdoers. It's going to be so bad during the tribulation period. But we see during the tribulation period, God is going to start to bring justice to the entire world. And he is destroying that false religion. And now he's beginning to destroy the false economic system set up by the Antichrist. Now we see two groups crying over the fall of Babylon. People got upset. Well, the two groups saw the kings of the earth and the merchants of the earth, because once again, this was all the commercial side of Babylon. They had committed fornication with Babylon by rejecting the true God and going after idols, especially for money's sake. In other words, they sold their souls for wealth. People are still doing that today, but it will truly be done during this time in the tribulation. I want you to think of this. All of the commerce will end. Shipping will be destroyed, and the shipping industry will be ruined. People who depended on this whole economic system to live, to protect them, to satisfy them, to provide for them, it will ultimately all fall into shambles. In verse 21, it says, a mighty angel picked up a boulder the size of a huge millstone, and he threw it into the ocean and shouted, just like this, the great city Babylon will be thrown down with violence and will never be found in the world again. Imagine this. The casting down of that millstone indicates the suddenness of God's judgment on that Antichrist empire. Now, heaven and the saints, the Bible tells us, will be rejoicing over the evil city's judgment. In verse 20, it says, rejoice over her, O heavens, and you holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her. Now, Babylon was not only the commercial capital, but possibly the music capital of the world. Because listen to what it says in verse 22. The sound of the harpists, the musicians, the flautists, and the trumpeters shall not be heard anymore. With the judgment of Babylon, the headquarters of the Antichrist commercial system being destroyed, it destroys the Antichrist world. We've seen now the destruction of the beast's economic system, his religious empire, and all that remains is for Christ to destroy his armies. And we have come to Revelation chapter 19. We're in Revelation chapter 19. I know I'm moving pretty fast, but I'm giving you an overview. You can go back and read the entire chapter yourself. It begins with a heavenly choir singing praises to God and leads to the announcement of the marriage supper of the Lamb. We're in chapter 19. Let me begin to read verses 1 to 3. It says, after this, I heard what sounded like a vast crowd in heaven shouting, praise the Lord! Salvation and glory and power belongs to our God. His judgments are true and just. He has punished the great prostitute who corrupted the earth with her immorality. He has avenged and murdered. That is, he has avenged the murder of his servants. Now, heaven is rejoicing. They are rejoicing over Babylon that caused the deaths of multitudes of God's saints. But now Babylon has been destroyed. Verse 3, it says, and again the voices ring out, praise the Lord! The smoke from the city ascends forever and ever. So we're the headquarters of Satan, his throne, and where this commercial center was in the area of Rome. The Bible says the smoke of the city ascends forever and ever. It's a smoking mess. And the people in heaven are rejoicing and thanking God. In verse number 7, it goes on to say, now this is an announcement that is made while the saints are actually rejoicing again over the demise of the city. It says in verse 7, let us be glad and rejoice and give God glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come and his wife has made herself ready. Verse 8, and to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Then he said to me, write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true sayings of God. Wow. John is so totally overwhelmed. He falls to his knees and he begins to worship the angel. The Bible says in verse 10, and I fell at the feet of the angel, but he said to me, don't do that. See that you don't do that? I am your fellow servant and of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Worship God. This angel says, stop that. I know I look magnificent, but I'm just your fellow servant, man. Up here, we all look like this. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
This concludes the message for today. Be sure and join us Monday for part 2. And thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message was part 1 of The Fall of Babylon and the Marriage Supper. Now let's pray with Pastor Steve.
Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, your Holy Son. We want to thank you for your unconditional love and unconditional forgiveness. Father, sometimes the devil tells us because we've done so many things wrong that there's no way God is going to forgive you. Well, we know that the devil is a liar. And Father, I pray for every person who feels like they've gone too far and there's no forgiveness. Well, the devil is a liar. And I ask now by the power of your Spirit that you would communicate that to every person. Father, we remember Peter who denied Jesus 3 times and Jesus forgave him. Lord, right now, let your forgiveness be extended to every person. Father, let people who need to hear this prayer in particular, hear this prayer. And may they lay down at your feet and receive the love that you are pouring out to them right now. We bless you in Jesus' name. You are the God of love. Amen.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.